It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name is Chad Summers. I'm your host. Glad you could join me today for this Friday episode, November 3rd, 2023. Hope y'all had an awesome morning. It's time to get into the afternoon. And we'll do that right here at the Lunch Show. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail. That will be changing. That's just a temporary email address. Please subscribe to the show. That always helps. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Don't miss those. Don't be oblivious when you're out hanging out with your buds this weekend. That's embarrassing stuff sometimes. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Elizabeth Smart is 35. Roseanne Barr is 70. And Dolph Lundgren is 65. He was the Russian villain in Rocky III, I believe it was. He was awesome in that movie, I must say. Also on this day in history, 2014, One World Trade Center opened in New York City. 1978, Dominica achieved full independence. Who wants to bet that it was run by Britain? 1957, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 2, which was piloted by a dog. It was the first living creature to orbit Earth. Now, you know, I got a problem with that. I'm a dog and pet, like, animal person. Yeah, something wrong with that, man. But, you know, if dogs are so stupid, why did they become the first ones to orbit the Earth? Let you think about that one for a little bit. 1956, Wizard of Oz aired on TV for the first time. It was watched by 45 million households. That's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive stuff. All right, let's get into the news. This one is from Fox News. Country musician calls out moms for raiding Halloween candy bowl outside his home. So I guess he wasn't home. This happened down in Texas. The country musician is Cody Tate of the band Whiskey Myers. Never heard of him. I'm not a huge country fan, but I don't dislike country. I just not really into it. But I guess he put a bowl out, you know, maybe he wasn't home to hand candy out. So he put a bowl out, you know, it's kind of like take one piece per person type thing. You know, that's the idea. I guess he had one of these camera doorbell things and these moms just raided the bowl. It was ridiculous. It was like, they were like knocking the kids out of the way. It is absolutely, it's pretty shocking. I'm not going to lie to you. It's pretty shocking. You need to check that one out. That's at Fox News. Let's see what we got here. This one's hysterical, from OutKick. I've never heard of OutKick, but it came with a video, so you can't deny the video. Shoplifter knocked out cold by a 2-liter bottle of soda to the head. What a shot. Oh, my God. So this guy's trying to get out. This employee's trying to keep this shoplifter from getting out of the store. He's using a shopping cart. You know, it kind of looked like they were playing football or something. But next thing you know, out of nowhere, I don't know if it was a man or woman, but someone just chucks this 2-liter. It was a hell of a shot because it was from pretty far away. Knocks this guy out cold. I mean, clear shot, like direct shot to the head, 2-liter, boom, hits the ground and just motionless. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. All right, we've got a story from Newsmax. This is wonderful news. This could be, this qualifies to be the good news story at the end of the episode, which we always have at the end of our episodes. That's how we roll here at the Lunch Show. If you've been here before, you know that already. ex-crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried convicted of defrauding FTX customers. Yes, yes. The courts determined he stole $10 billion out of sheer greed. He faces up to 110 years in prison. What I don't get is, what's his name with the Ponzi scheme from 08? Oh God, I can't even think of his name right now, but he got life. I don't understand why Bankman-Fried isn't looking at life. I think he should. $10 billion is a pretty large amount of money to steal. Got one here from Fox News. Charlie Sheen's initial reaction to daughter Sammy's OnlyFans career. Quote, this can only go bad. Yeah, you know what? You're right, Charlie. This will only go bad. Sammy Sheen, this is a subtitle. Sammy Sheen previously slammed fans criticizing her job as a sex worker. Her job. Right. Oh, my God. You know what? What if this was your daughter? What if these people get kicked out of their families? People that get into the porn field of sleaze, you know, and a lot of times it's just ruins their lives. But sometimes they have a big enough pile of money that they're like, oh, you know, it is what it is. They choose money over family, apparently. This one from Newsmax. Amazon founder Bezos to move from Seattle to Miami. Now, this article cites that he did it because he wanted to move back to where his family is. He was originally from Miami. I saw a headline on Fox News where it says he moved there because of its no state tax. So he moved there. So I don't know. But my concern, it's not a concern, but my interest is in his yacht. I'm a boat guy. He just had the largest private sailing yacht, I believe, built recently for $500 million. He called it Koru or whatever, K-O-R-U. And I think that's just like his Mediterranean escape. I believe that vessel is in the Med right now. And it'll probably stay there. I don't see him bringing that to Miami, even if he moves to Miami. So, but yeah, if you haven't seen a picture of that boat, it's pretty fascinating. It's really not, some people think it's ugly. I think I'm middle of the road. I think it's got classic like lines. It's a classic styled boat, which I give him a lot of credit for doing. There's some really ugly super yachts out there. There's another sailing, it's like a motor sailor, so it's not considered the largest sailing vessel, but it's absolutely hideous, and it's a Russian vessel. But yeah, we'll see what he does with that boat. Got one here from CNN. Quote, internally flawless, unquote, Blue Diamond could fetch $50 million at auction. Holy hell. This one's actually by Reuters via CNN. This one out of Geneva, Switzerland. The largest internally flawless, fancy, vivid blue diamond ever put up for auction could sell for up to $50 million at a Christie's sale of rare jewels in Geneva on November 7th, the auctioneer said on Thursday. Known as the, quote, Blue Royal, it's got a cool name too. This vivid blue diamond, which is set in a ring, is among the rarest ever to be unearthed. Quote, what makes Blue Royal so rare and special is its size. At 17.6 carats, it's the largest of its kind, unquote, said Rahul Kadakia, Christie's international head of jewelry. Quote, the color is very rich naturally, and it is internally flawless as best as he can. So I guess when they look at these diamonds, you know, with the little lens they put up to their eye, I guess they're looking into it to see if there's any flaws in there. I don't know. I'm not a jeweler. But That's way too much money to spend on a rock, but it is what it is. It'll be interesting to see what it goes for. We will follow up on that and let you know. All right, folks, it is that time. It's time for some good news because that's how we roll. That means it's the last story of the show. All right. Before we get to that, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. If you got any questions or comments, send me an email. We welcome that. Also, subscribe to the show. Click on all the things that help the show stick around for years and years. All right, let's get into this story. This one is from Good News Now. Millionaire builds 99 tiny homes to cut homelessness in his community. He even provides jobs on the site for them. That's amazing. See, this is what rich people should be doing rather than buying $50 million diamonds. You know what I mean? Oh, goodness. After selling his company for eight figures to a competitor, one Canadian entrepreneur is using his profit to build a community of tiny homes for those who need it most. In the New Brunswick city of Fredericton, his factory is now churning out one tiny home every four business days in a bid to create the 12 neighbors gated community of 99 homes and an enterprise center to give homeless people of that town a real second chance. 12 Neighbors founder Markle LeBrun had a successful social media monitoring company, which he sold to an American competitor, and is now putting his new money where his mouth was. Every time he used to say something needed to be done about the homelessness problem in the city. Around 1,600 people in New Brunswick found themselves homeless for at least a day last year, reported CBC. That's great. I mean, this is the kind of stuff millionaires and billionaires should be doing. Instead, they're shooting. I don't even want to get into it. I don't want to piss any of them off. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. We're going to call that the episode. I hope y'all have a nice weekend. Don't be driving around wasted. You know how I feel about that. That's just, that's craziness. You know, we were all young at once, but at some point you got to grow up and be responsible. But until Tuesday, I hope y'all have an awesome weekend. Keep pressing on in your life and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to the Lunch Show.